Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House committees continue their impeachment inquiry this week. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A man is in custody after a weekend shooting in Hutchinson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another taste of winter well before the season is officially here, with some slick spots on the road, light freezing drizzle and snow, and gusty winds with colder temperatures. Our complete forecast and what we can expect is coming up.
The first public testimony since the launch of an impeachment inquiry in the House is scheduled for this week.
The House Intelligence Committee will question acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent Wednesday. The two are the first to testify in public as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Both officials testified in closed sessions. Then Kent told investigators President Trump wanted Ukraine's president to make a statement about investigations, Clinton and Biden. In his deposition, Taylor agreed with a Democrat's characterization of quid pro quo, but also conceded Ukraine was not aware military assistance was being withheld. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The family of a man, an unarmed man, who was fatally shot by Wichita police while responding to a bogus emergency call, is seeking $25 million in damages in a lawsuit. Recent documents filed in the lawsuit brought by Andrew Finch's family outline the damages they are seeking for his death and their pain and suffering. Officials have said officers didn't know a hoaxer had reported a fake homicide and hostage situation at Finch's home when he was shot. A man died in a single car crash in southeast Wichita.
The accident took place around 11:50 Friday night at Mount Vernon and South Bluff Street. A 59-year-old man was traveling east on Mount Vernon when his vehicle left the road and struck a utility pole. When emergency personnel arrived, they found the man pinned inside the car. Wichita Fire Department crews got the man out, but he died at the scene. The man's name has not been released, and the accident remains under investigation. Police say speed may have been a factor in the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police in Hutchinson investigating a shooting that left two people with non-life-threatening injuries.
The shooting happened around 5:30 Saturday evening at the Walmart near 17th and Lorraine. Hutchinson police say a 54-year-old man and a 74-year-old woman were in a vehicle on an access road leading to the store parking lot when the man got into a verbal argument with occupants of another vehicle. The man got out of his car, and a passenger in the back seat of the second car fired one shot that struck the man in the groin, then ricocheted in the car, grazing the leg of the woman. Both were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspects were later apprehended near K-96 and Yoder Road. The shooter has been identified as 20-year-old Deontay Jones of Kansas City, Missouri. He was arrested on charges of aggravated battery and is being held in the Reno County Jail on a $20,000 bond. Police are still investigating the shooting. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether the DACA program that protected children brought to the U.S. illegally will continue.
When the Supreme Court hears arguments this week, two decisions will be at the forefront for the nine justices. First will be if they can even address the issue. If they can, the second will be whether the president's method of ending the program is legal. The Trump administration has deemed the Obama-era program unlawful and sought to end it just after the president took office. But immigrants, civil rights groups, and Democratic state leaders sued to block it. Now the president says he needs a high court ruling on DACA to spur Congress to enact immigration reform. It's not certain when the program will end if the justices side with the president. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Good news and bad news for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll explain that coming up in sports.
The fate of Century 2 discussed on the John Whitmer Show. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Veterans Day. On behalf of the Save Century 2 group, Bill Warren says the Wichita building should be updated and repurposed. Warren commented on the John Whitmer Show.
It's obvious that Century 2 is an iconic building. I've had structural engineers look at Century 2. I've had my architects look at Century 2. The outside of the building just needs to be refreshed. The inside can be changed, all sorts of stuff. There's a whole lot of things that can be done at Century 2, and it can be done a lot cheaper than what some people at the city claim it can be done.
Lane Bryan from Music Theater Wichita says Century 2 would be better off torn down and rebuilt from scratch.
So a lot of us looking at this have felt that a performing arts facility would best be designed from scratch and would allow us to plan for the future, to have expandable places, learning spaces, places where the trucks could pull up. Century 2, if it is going to survive, I have a feeling it's going to need to be structurally changed in order to be repurposed in some way.
Warren and Brian commented on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. One Florida county draws a line in the sand regarding gun rights.
Lake County becoming the first county in Florida to pass a resolution declaring itself a Second Amendment sanctuary in support of gun rights. The Lake County Commission approving the measure last week on a 4-0 vote, asserting that the county's law-abiding gun owners are safe from having their firearms taken away. That measure coming after mandatory gun buyback proposals were floated from Democrats running for president. A Florida gun control group, however, calling that resolution meaningless. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Honoring veterans on Veterans Day with free stuff.
Free haircuts, flu shots, massages, and car washes. Store discounts from the mall to the supermarket. The list of businesses honoring American veterans, active duty personnel, and military spouses growing by the hour. VA.gov keeps updating it. For starters, we like to see those who served. Make that stuffed. Roughly 150 establishments offering free meals to vets starting early. From free donuts and coffee at Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, and Starbucks to breakfast at IHOP and Denny's. The list includes a bunch of burger joints, restaurants from A, Applebee's, to Z, Zaxby's, amusement parks letting vets in free, discharge papers, military IDs, and VA cards will get you some goodies. And thank you for your service. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
National parks are also offering free admission to everyone on Veterans Day. And now a look at the forecast with... Well, it's 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock for Steve and Ted. And Jad's got some interesting stuff to tell you about here in traffic.
About an hour ago, it was horses loose at K254 and Oliver. Now it's cattle.
We had some horses.
We had some horses this morning. Now it's cattle. And those cattle are loose on Kellogg on US 54, 215th West.
Probably the fence blew down.
Yeah. So we've got that. We're also hearing the report of some power outages. These power outages are affecting Rose Hill, Mulvane, Hayesville, and Goddard areas. And we've got a little over 5,000 customers without power. That's across the state, but a lot of those are down here in the Sedgwick County area.
You got an MV Deer as well.
That's right. That was down on K42. And that's at 95th Street South. That is northeast of Viola. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some patchy areas of freezing drizzle mixed with light snow this morning, we will develop some slick spots along the road. It'll be clearing throughout the afternoon with a high near 30 with strong north winds, 15 to 45 miles per hour. It'll be clear tonight, low 12, sunny and 37 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy sky, 24 degrees, north wind gusting to 49 miles per hour. The wind chill is 7. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, it's Veterans Day, and KTV's involved with one of those terrific honor flights today. With us to talk about it is Allison Ackland from KTV. Good morning, Allison.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. What exactly are you doing here to promote the Veterans Flight?
Yeah, so all day today on Cake News, we're holding a phone bank trying to raise money for Kansas Honor Flight to send the veterans on an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. So we're taking donations of all kind. There is no too small amount, no too large amount. We're getting a great response from the community so far on this Veterans Day.
I know we've been doing a lot of Korean vets and the World War II vets, I hate to put it this way, but there are not going to be that many left. We need to get them going to Washington, D.C. and see what's going on there on these great flights.
Yeah, and what a better way to give back on it's such a great way to give back on this Veterans Day, because this organization is solely volunteers. I mean, they don't take any money. It all goes straight to a veteran. So no matter what you donate today, it goes straight to an account to send a veteran to go to D.C. for free. So it's a great way to say thank you today, especially.
So you've got the phone bank going. Would you have the number you'd like to share with us?
Yes, let me give it to you. It's 316-946-1372. And those phone lines are open all day today until about 6:30 this evening after Cake News at 6. So we have volunteers standing by all day to take your phone call and write down that donation.
Okay, and give us the phone number.
Okay, 316-946-1372.
Allison, thank you for being with us this morning, and thanks to Cake for doing something nice there for the honor flight.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Allison Ackland with Cake TV this morning. It's 8:13 with Steve and Ted, KNSS, and I got to tell you, the gentleman sitting next to me this morning I've known for longer than I care to admit. Ernest Alexander's with us this morning. Ernest, how are you, sir?
When did we first meet?
Way back in the 80s sometime.
I think so.
You were still young at that time.
I've never been young.
But we first met, and I remember, I don't know how it was, but we actually got to do the singing Christmas tree together.
That's right. We went to the same church in those days, but you're not in the church anymore, are you?
No, I'm unchurched. I'm not in that church. You know, I like to spread my goodwill around.
You do a good job at that.
No, listen, we had a great time with that singing Christmas tree. And
I miss that.
Yeah, we just do great.
We need to get Scramstead on the ball and put him back to work
again. You were one of the great singers. I didn't do anything, but I just emceed and put it all together. But anyway, that's all in the past. And coming up, you've got another one of your great concerts going on at the Crown Uptown. Tell us about it, sir.
I'm excited about
it. Yeah.
This is possibly my last, you know, after 30-some-odd years of doing it. So I need to sell 300 tickets for our annual Christmas concert, which is December the 2nd at the Crown Uptown. And this year we're having a plated meal and dessert. Usually it's a buffet and people have to stand in line. We decided this year that we would have everyone seated and serve them. Tickets are $50, and you can call the Crown Uptown at 316-612-7696. And better to do that than go online, because there's a real big service fee if you go online and order the tickets.
It's a fundraiser, aren't
it? It's a fundraiser for Youth Horizons, which is a nonprofit organization that has a residential program for boys and a mentoring program for boys and girls. And last year, the Lord provided $1 million and 40 acres of ground to start a residential program for girls. That's why I resigned.
Well, you're not day-to-day, but you're still involved, aren't you?
I'm still involved. I'm happy.
How long have you been involved with those people?
Well, I laid the foundation along with a couple of other people close to 40 years ago. And so it's been neat, you know, watching the new president, Robert Garner is his name, a young man that grew up here in the city and was on the Board of Education for a while. And the board chose him, and he's just doing an exceptional job. In fact, they've bought a new building, and they're moving to Douglas and Washington. So they're moving up in the world.
Listen, so this concert, is it going to be just you, or is it going to be other people involved?
You know, Craig Curry, who I lean on heavily, absolutely wonderful musician, arranger, composer, and his group. And then I think Lisa Hiddle may be playing a couple of songs. She recently retired from Friends University. And then there's a wonderful soprano by the name of Michelle Vardaman. She will be performing. East High School's choir will be performing. So it's a great variety of music and just going to be a fun evening. But the important thing is the number of children in need of help in this city is staggering. And those numbers just continue to increase. And these funds all go to those children. So it's a great opportunity to help us help them.
Having known you for so many years, I can tell you, if you're listening right now, it'll be a great evening.
Thank you.
You will get the Christmas spirit. There's no doubt about it. Or else there's something wrong with you. Hey, by the way, I'm looking at you. You're still retaining a pretty good head of hair there.
Well, you know, I comb it in the right direction.
Well, I'm seeing some of these football players I see. We get some cornrows going.
Oh,
there.
No, can't do that. I'm too old-fashioned. I'm too horribly old-fashioned.
All right. Ernest, again, it's December 2nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the Crown Uptown, and it's a
dinner's
great
fundraiser.
Dinner's at 6:30.
Yes.
So give us a phone number again where we can order some tickets.
Phone number is 316-612-7696.
Well, listen,
tickets are $50 each.
Listen, you need to keep doing this because I can't, you know, I can't come on the air every year with you without you there, right?
Well, I'm loyal. I listen to you most mornings, and I pray for you as I listen.
Well, I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
Take it however you want. You
listen, if you're not careful, you're not going to get any of St. Shelley's cookies.
Well, I want the chili, since you mentioned that earlier today. I'm being specific.
Ernest, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank both of you so much.
We have had such a good time over the years. Wow.
I love you. You're great.
Great. 818 now, Steve and Ted. We've got, what do we got coming up here? Oh, we got sports with Jad Chambers on the way. That's coming up. Oh, we got sports right now, especially.
Yeah, if you want to do it right now, we can.
Let's go ahead and do it now. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it came right down to the final few seconds for the Kansas City Chiefs on the road versus the Tennessee Titans. Patrick Mahomes returning from that dislocated kneecap he had a few weeks ago. It was an amazing return. Mahomes threw for 446 yards, three touchdowns, and, well, here's one of the highlights, one of the good touchdowns. You heard that right here. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Mitch Holtis with the call.
Chiefs lead the Titans 22-20. Three eligible left. Sting in the block is DeMarcus Robinson. Now Mahomes throws off his backflip cut. Mecole Hardman at the 40. Foot race 30. See you later. Mecole Hardman outruns the entire Titan Nation. Touchdown, Kansas City. Mahomes under pressure off his back foot. And then the 100-meter dash by Mecole Hardman getting the gold medal.
It did not look like an easy throw, but he made that throw. And unfortunately... Mahomes had a good day, but unfortunately the Chiefs' defense was just having a lot of trouble with Titan running back Derrick Henry. 188 yards, two touchdowns there. The Titans were up 35-32. The Chiefs got the ball back with just 23 seconds left in the game. Now, Mahomes and the offense did get into long field goal range. That sets up Harrison Butker with a 52-yard attempt with 3 seconds left, but at 50. That 52-yard attempt was blocked, unfortunately.
Yeah. Wow, how about that?
Yeah, so the Chiefs lose that one 35-32 to the Titans. But again, a good return for quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, no, he did some good things. He came out healthy. And, you know, he'll tell you the same thing. We've all got to do a little bit better. But I was happy with the things that he did for the most part.
So... good news and bad news for the Chiefs. But next up for the Chiefs, a trip to Mexico City on November 18th. They will face the Los Angeles Chargers. We had a close one at Charles Koch Arena yesterday. Wichita State University volleyball team. It was close there. They took Memphis to five sets but came up just short. They lost the Tigers 3-2 on Sunday afternoon. They dropped to 7-19 on the season, 4-10 in the American. The Wichita State volleyball team scheduled to host Tulsa for their final home match of the regular season, and that is on Friday. The Wichita Thunder earning a split over the weekend. They defeated Tulsa 3-1 on Friday, lost to Tulsa 7-2 on Saturday, and they're back in action tonight, headed to Kansas City, and they'll be facing the Mavericks. The puck drops on that one at 6 p.m. We've got Wichita State women's basketball team in action tonight at Oral Roberts. Wichita State dropping their season and home opener on Saturday night versus UNI. The score of that one was 61-50. Shocker women's basketball tonight on the air at 6:45 p.m. Tip-off at 7 p.m. right here, or over on KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. Steve Strain with the call over on KFH. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
It's 8:21 now with Steve and Ted, and coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. Questions about the whistleblower's attorney. Sean Hannity coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.